With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. State and federal officials are proposing approval of a major coal mine expansion in southeastern Montana, even as the mine's owner goes through bankruptcy proceedings with plans to sell the property. Montana and U.S. officials today released an 800-page environmental study that clears the way for a final decision on Westmoreland Coal Company's Rosebud Mine expansion. Christy Pinozzo works with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
We can't prejudice against a company because they are in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We have to proceed as we normally would.
The Englewood, Colorado-based company declared bankruptcy in October with more than $1.4 billion in debt amid declining coal demand. It plans to auction Rosebud and other assets on January 22nd. Environmentalists had urged officials to halt the permitting process until after the sale. Rosebud serves the Colstrip power plant, one of the largest coal-burning plants in the western U.S. The 10-square-mile expansion would extend the life of the mine by 19 years. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke unleashed a scathing personal attack today against the top Democrat on the congressional committee that oversees Zinke's agency. Arizona Representative Raul Grijalva called on Zinke to resign over, quote, ethical and managerial failings. In response, Zinke sent a tweet that said, it's hard for Grijalva, quote, to think straight from the bottom of the bottle, unquote. Zinke referred to news reports last year about a $48,000 settlement between Grijalva and a former staffer who accused him of being drunk and creating a hostile work environment. Colstrip operator Talon Energy was sued today by a former parent company over claims of responsibility for worker pensions and environmental cleanup costs at that coal-fired power plant in southeast Montana. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The suit, filed by Pennsylvania-based PPL Corporation in a Delaware court, says Talon Energy is without merit trying to recover more than $700 million from its predecessor. Today's complaint from PPL is a countersuit to court filings in Montana from Talon in late October. In them, Talon claimed that PPL stripped significant value from its Montana holdings before spinning them off into the Talon Montana Company in 2015. Talon says PPL fraudulently transferred money from its sale of 11 hydroelectric dams in Montana to add to its own profits, then spun off liabilities of worker pension funding and environmental cleanup costs at Colstrip to Talon. In an October press release, the company wrote that PPL's improper handling of that money was, quote, leaving Talon Montana without adequate funds to pay its obligations on its own, unquote. However, according to the Billings Gazette, Talon Montana later clarified it would cover its obligations to Colstrip workers and to environmental cleanup costs. Ryan Hill, a spokesman for PPL, says Talon's situation, along with its affiliate Riverstone Holdings, LLC, is a result of choices made by those groups, not PPL.
Out of the gates, you know, we positioned Talon well for success, and we had no control or responsibility over what happened after that spinoff.
Hill says at the time of the spinoff, pension plans, which cover Colstrip employees and retirees, were well-funded. A Talon spokesperson told Montana Public Radio Friday afternoon that they had not yet seen PPL's complaint, but Talon will continue with its own lawsuits and defend itself against PPL's allegations. Talon Energy owns 50% of Colstrip Units 1 and 2 and owns 30% of Units 3 and 4. Colstrip's older units, 1 and 2, are scheduled to shut down in 4 years because of a Clean Air Act lawsuit settlement. The coal-fired power plant in Colstrip employs about 320 people.
With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. An oil pipeline spilled 3,400 barrels of crude oil on about 4 acres of private property southeast of Great Falls near Belt. ABC Fox Montana reports the spill from the Phillips 66 pipeline happened on November 14th. Cleanup has included vacuuming up the spilled oil and removing contaminated soil. State environmental regulators say the oil did not reach surface or groundwater. Phillips 66 says there was no impact to people or wildlife. The Department of Environmental Quality says Phillips 66 is complying with the state's cleanup requirements and the pipeline has been repaired. DEQ officials say when the cleanup is complete, the agency will determine if any fines are warranted. A Montana man is charged with killing another man by hitting him in the neck with a tomahawk during an early morning street fight sparked by an ongoing feud. James Michael Parker was charged Friday with deliberate homicide in the March 22nd death of 45-year-old Lloyd Goodry in Great Falls. Parker also is charged with 2 counts of assault with a weapon for hitting 2 others with a tomahawk during the fight. He did not enter a plea. Parker, who was on federal probation at the time, has been in custody since his arrest in March. He is now being held on the state charges. The arrest warrant set his bail at $500,000. Parker has prior felony convictions for assault with a weapon in 2004 and sexual assault in 2005. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. In Billings, Riverstone Health provides information, resources, and care for those infected through its program, Ryan White Services. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche talked with staff about HIV in Montana.
The population at most risk of getting HIV and AIDS is still men who have sex with men, and also recently in Montana, younger men. The last four or so cases this year in Yellowstone County were seen in males ages 18 to 26. That's according to prevention health specialist Jace Dykman, who says almost 700 people are living with HIV in the state of Montana. He says that number grows by between 20 and 24 people annually, and he says that's stayed pretty consistent over the last few years. Dykman credits life experiences for the uptick in the number of infected younger men. He says they're further removed from the HIV and AIDS epidemic of the 1980s than some older people, and so haven't seen the damage HIV can do. Dykman also says many young men just don't know enough about the reality of HIV and AIDS.
Some of the pharmaceutical companies are advertising HIV as take a pill and you'll have a wonderful, healthy life. So I think their thought process is, oh, if I get HIV, I'll take a pill and I'll be fine. They don't understand the ramifications of a long-term infection, having to take those meds every day. So I think it's just a generation that's coming up with HIV, and they're pretty ignorant about HIV and what HIV can do.
There are more treatments now available than ever before to help avoid the spread of HIV. Dykman says people with HIV who take their medication have a lower risk of spreading the virus to an uninfected partner. He also says a preventative medication called PrEP is on the market that decreases the likelihood of passing HIV along. He says PrEP's been around for about 5 or 6 years on the East and West Coast, and in Montana for the last 3 or so years. At Riverstone Health in Billings, Dykman says roughly 15 or 20 patients are on PrEP. But he says it's not a substitute for condoms and still encourages safe sex. Dykman says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises sexually active individuals with multiple partners and intravenous drug users to be tested every 4 to 6 months. He says it takes at least 3 months after exposure for an accurate test result. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.